Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good to be back with you, Alan.
Hey, David, we really miss you when you're not here. You are terrific. Believe me, it's great that you have those days off, but as Barack Obama would say,
It really is good to be back with the WAMC family. And let's start with a little bit of a warning this morning, Alan. We've got sleet, freezing rain, and some snow coming into the region. That first snowfall, you know how that works on the roads. Be careful out there, and bitterly cold temperatures.
One of the things that you learn is about your pets. You know, if they're short hair, cover them up. Make sure that they have booties on, which is something Chartoks have to do because, you know, little Murray, he gets very sensitive to the salt on the ground. So it not only extends to we humans because it's going to be sub-zero in some places, but it also extends to our pets, and we have to be very careful about them also.
Well, from the weather to politics and someone who you spoke to regularly when he was the governor of Massachusetts, we're talking about Deval Patrick now mulling a Democratic White House run.
That's right. I wrote a column early on, Run, Deval, Run. I think the world of him. And I wrote in a recent column, he was a wonderful governor, a friend of WAMC's, and I have incredible regard for him and for his wonderful wife. He didn't want to run. She had some health issues. But now, you know, when the world is in the kind of shape it's in, it needs all hands on board. And let me just say, he's calm, he's collected, and press reports are indicating Barack Obama thinks he's the guy to run. But at the same time he's running, we have the Bloomberg issue. Bloomberg has not been well received. As you know, I think he's a very good man, but he may have missed the golden ring. We are at a point where something has to be done. To many people, the issue is beating Trump, and you want a candidate who will do that. One of the reasons that Deval Patrick becomes a very interesting candidate is, of course, that you can't win without a substantial black vote. And Deval Patrick is a kind of guy like Obama who will attract both white and black votes. And a lot of people trust him. A lot of people think the world of him. I do.
Is there enough time to introduce himself to the nation and build enough momentum to win?
As the old saying goes, what do I know? I have no idea. He has avoided all of the early nonsense he puts himself in now. A lot of people in Massachusetts, where I live, who just think the world of this guy. And, you know, he needed some money. He never had a lot of money, so he's gone to work for Bain Capital. Some people hold that against him, but hey, that's the way it goes. And he's going to be a tough guy to beat if he runs. Let's just see if he does it.
Well, we witnessed 14-term Republican Peter King on Monday announcing he'll retire at the end of his term next year, making him the latest GOP lawmaker to not seek re-election. We also know that his once-red district has shifted. And even this morning, we're hearing, because of how partisan things are these days, Chuck Schumer being attacked for praising the Republican lawmaker.
Well, look, you know, you can understand that Schumer is a gentleman, and he says, okay, you're retiring. I'm going to say something nice about you. No big thing. Peter King, of course, doesn't want to be in the minority. It was nice when the House was Republican for him, not maybe for a lot of other people, but for him, he was a powerful man. Now, the Democrats have taken over, and when you're in the minority, it's a tough road. So he gets out, perhaps because he thinks he's going to lose. You know, he says he wants to spend more time with his family. Have we ever heard that one before?
Let's talk about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for a second, Alan. Another Democrat is considering a run against him. That's Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker is forming an exploratory committee. Can McConnell be beat?
It's going to be hard. Kentucky is a very, very Republican state. McConnell is an anathema to so many people who can't stand what he's done in defending the president, and it would appear to many that he just doesn't have any principles at all. Nevertheless, in that state, it's going to be tough. He already has one very good opponent. Let's just see whether this entrance becomes divisive in terms of getting behind one person who could beat him.
The issue of climate change will not go away. And we're seeing one headline after another about what's happening to the Earth as a result of that change. And now, on top of all of that, the EPA says the New York Times is to limit science used to write public health rules. A new agency rule would restrict the science that can be used in drafting health regulations by requiring researchers to turn over confidential data, which health experts warn that studies that have been used for decades might be inadmissible when existing regulations come up for renewal.
What the hell is the matter with Trump? I mean, it's one thing when you cater to your base, but when you're talking about the health and welfare of individual Americans, and you expose their confidential data so that they won't either want to give it or people won't want to use it, it makes no sense whatsoever. This is really disgusting.
New Zealand, Alan, could ban some criminals from being near guns. New Zealand's government Monday proposed legislation to ban certain criminals from being anywhere near guns, even if they don't own them, a measure that politicians acknowledge has significant human rights implications. The law would make it illegal for some criminals to live or visit a house where a gun is present or to travel in a car that has a gun inside.
I'm for it. I'm for anything that limits guns. This country is insane when it comes to its gun possession stuff. The whole idea that you need to have a gun to protect yourself and protect your family, well, it doesn't work out that way. That's not where the guns are used. There are too many guns out there, and we have to do something about it. And I have no patience for people who would use them in the commission of a crime. And there are some good people out there who are doing gun trade-ins and trying to buy them back. But we have a culture that is gun crazy, and we've got to do something about that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Great to talk to you and to be back in the fold.
And we are so glad you're back, David, and honored to have you with us.
Well, thank you for that.